Both sides. That's like 2 minutes. Like 2 minutes of waiting. Is 2 minutes of waiting for you. Feels like forever. About 2,000 years ago? We can't wait to that. As we've heard, and as we all know, and as we all feel, we think about the hostages and their families. Waiting feels like. Parents and spouses and children are trying to win. Gone for months at a time. And those that are gone, no longer here, and that they're waiting. Thousands and thousands of families that have no home to go to. People also can wish that too. On an everyday basis, people waiting for shidduchim, couples waiting for children, parents waiting for children to come home. People are sick. Know what waiting feels like. We say it or davening. The tell us we're waiting for you. Every single day we're waiting for you. Every single day I wait for him. We are not used to waiting in today's day and age at all. Unfortunately, we're used to everything being instant gratification, instant delivery, instant everything instant. We've lost the ability to wait, to yearn. So why can't we translate that same frustration of having to wait, that same insistence on immediacy to Lula? Why would we feel that? Rahmatullah, we can sit and we can talk and we can intellectualize and we can. Hashem wants our hearts. One day out of the year. For some, unfortunately, it's more than one day out of the year. It's every day of the year. But they long for the beloved. They long for the personal salvation, the salvation of their friends and their family, of their children, of their neighbors. Everyone knows. There's no one, there's nobody who doesn't have something or someone who needs a salvation. And clearly, our entire people need a salvation. Two minutes of waiting. What's in the top already? She's sitting there, just waiting, waiting, and waiting. If you want to show them how long we have to wait. We are all waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. The author of this Kina, Aduna Levi, is someone we all can learn from for waiting. His whole mahus, his whole desire, his whole shuka, everything. He was a waiter, he was a yearner. He only wanted to come there to Israel, to be close to Hashem, to be close to the land. We're Zohar, we're here. It's chos that we have. We can't stop yearning. We can't stop truly waiting. But to feel it. Come on, my boy. And he tells us that. And Kima. The answer of Asher Nechake. The idea, the year, a low story. The Baku Alav Shacharayach. Fortune and praiseworthy is he who waits and arrives and uses the rising of the lights when the dawn bursts over him. Before Yagia Nira, what will help us get to that dawn, that Ula, Hashem Mechak? We have to wait. We have to feel it. So you don't know what to show.
You don't know what to show. There's so much to say. Yeah.